All right, Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline once again at the East-West Shrine Game morning practice for the East team, and looking at full 11-on-11 team drill, Tony. And I think we have Nathan Stanley at quarterback, the former Mississippi transfer who went to southeastern Louisiana. I think he's been the most impressive quarterback of these three guys on the East team.
Yeah, this is one of the most important parts of the week, the full scrimmage. This is what scouts are looking for. The quarterback play here has been really bad, and you saw that right there. I mean, Stanley had a wide-open receiver. I think it was Davis from Virginia Tech, and just misplaced the ball. Couldn't hit him in stride. A good quarterback's got to do that, and that's why Stanley is not going to get drafted, because he can't hit open receivers like that, never mind getting the ball through the tight windows.
And still, he's been better than Colin Klein and Colby Cameron, I would say, so far. But Marcus Davis, a good job there getting open. I think he's been one of the more highly thought of receivers among the crew here.
Athletically, yeah. I mean, he looks the part. He occasionally plays to it. The consistency is a factor. We see right now Corey Fuller lining up wide, his Virginia Tech teammate, who's shown a lot more consistency catching the ball here. An errant snap there. That's a good improvisation from the Louisiana Tech quarterback, the fact that he's able to think quick and not panic based off of a play that went AWI right from the beginning.
Yeah, bad snap there by the center. You see Georgia cornerback Brendan Smith, former teammate of Brandon Boykin, who was covering Corey Fuller there. Let's take a look at these guys. In the middle, you'll see Georgetown linebacker Robert McCabe, who is also a Philadelphia product, went to Malvern Prep, so he's a local guy looking to try to find his way into the late rounds, I think.
A little bit small, McCabe. Tough three-down defender. A guy like that, if he gets drafted, which I don't think so, he's going to have to make it in camp on special teams, but he's got that special teams mentality. You look on the left side here, you got Teron Armstead of Arkansas Pine Bluff against Capuano. Capuano's had a tough going of it most of the day while Armstead's played well. Capuano tries to throw an inside move, and he did. Very nice inside move there to get inside of Armstead, who tried to pick up the twist. That was a good twist by the defensive front, and they got into the backfield. And that's why these are important, because you get to see different things, the twists and stunts. They don't blitz, but the fact that, you know, can they move laterally? Do they have the quickness? Are they more than just edge rushers as far as the lines of scrimmage, the defensive line is concerned?
And Miami cornerback number 21, that would be Brandon McGee, 6 feet, 197, a little bit small, but he has been impressive this week. He forced the incompletion with good coverage.
And one of the good things about this game is the small school guys. You know, we talked about Armstead of Arkansas Pine Bluff. We talked about Capuano of Princeton. Here's another kid, number 26 in the backfield, Kawan Riley of Alabama State. Solid defensive back at safety, a little bit small, but a terrific return specialist. So that's something for Eagle fans to keep an eye on in the game. Corey Fuller making a catch, holding on to the ball. That's another thing. The defensive backs, you know, even though the play is dead almost on a two-hand touch basis, are they going to go for the strip? So you better make sure that you're protecting that ball, you're securing that ball, because if there's a fumble, scouts are going to take notice of it.
Corey Fuller, a former track star at the University of Kansas before he transferred to Virginia Tech and ended up starting his senior year, did a good job there. Let's watch Earl Wolf here, who has been getting a lot of plaudits from the safety or the defensive backs coach here for the East team, Marlon McCree. He has been very much impressed with Earl Wolf, and loudly so. So let's see what number 27 here does.
Very good in coverage drills. Good ball skills. Doesn't have the great size at safety to defend the run, but he plays hard. I mean, he plays up to his and above his level of ability, which I think is something that's going to help him through the draft and at the next level. Ball fake by Klein. It's a nice pass to Hightower of North Carolina. You got to like Hightower keeping the play in bounds, working on the inside to pick up yardage running after the reception. So that was a good play by Colin Klein. He's been lambasted the past 2 days, obviously, I think justifiably so, but that was a good throw by him. Give him credit.
Colin Klein, of course, the Kansas State product, the Heisman finalist, but so much of his production came on the ground in college. The question here is whether he can show to be a pocket passer, and I'm just not sure, and most people aren't sure that the mechanics are there, the reads are there. It seems like a long shot.
Yeah, he's a poor man's Tim Tebow is the way I've described him for the longest time. I mean, if you draft him, which it's going to be a stretch to draft him, you're going to basically use him as a wildcat quarterback down in the red zone. Give him the run-throw option, run first with the option to throw, and if you throw, it's more than likely going to be in a short field. He's lined up here again out of the shotgun, out of a pro set. The indecision, but that was a good play by him. He's shown some indecision, the fact that he went to his check down receiver, Ray Graham of Pittsburgh, very quick, That's a good play by Klein.
Yeah, I think it was a called screen for Graham, and he has been impressive here. I think maybe one of the quickest guys on the field. Pretty good group of running backs, him, Zach Stacy from Vanderbilt, and then Christian Michael from Texas A&M on the West team. Those guys should be drafted in the middle rounds, right?
Christian Michael could go in the third round. I mean, he was sort of the forgotten man at Texas A&M because they had a guy by the name of Johnny Manziel, first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy. He is well-liked in the scouting community. I think of the guys you mentioned, and probably of all the running backs here, all the ball carriers here, Christian Michael's the only one that really projects as a feature runner at the next level. Zach Stacy and Ray Graham, they're more situational third down type backs who can produce, but you're not going to hand them the ball 15 to 20 times a game as running backs on a week in, week out basis, which you can do with Christian Michael of Texas A&M.
All right, let's watch one more play here. Colin Klein hands it. Oh, the fake, and there we see the Colin Klein running ability that they're going to call and they're going to showcase that this week.
And you see when he runs the ball, he's much more confident. You saw him in the pocket, a little antsy, looking around, got the pass off. But on the running plays, he just pulls that ball down and he takes off up the field with authority because he's much more confident carrying the ball than he is throwing it.
All right, so that does it for the team session here, the East-West Shrine Game Wednesday morning practice for the East team. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.